Way back when I was thinking about starting a high-ticket dropshipping business, the one thing I was looking for was someone to show me what one of these sites looks like. So John and I have done that for you at dropshipbreakthrough.com/go. So head to dropshipbreakthrough.com/go and watch the free training. I made -$51 my first month dropshipping. 8 months later, that same store was netting me almost $2,000 a month. Here's the real timeline on how to make money dropshipping month by month with actual numbers. So first off, the high-ticket dropshipping model worked before everyone declared dropshipping dead. It still works after, and I'm going to show you what that timeline actually looks like. All right, this is my first store, the3dprinterguy.com. You can see it on Wayback Machine if you want to. Started this in 2015. It took me 3.5 weeks to make my first sale. I think everybody wants to make their first sale on day one. It took me 3.5 weeks. So I actually combined April and May in these books, one, because I didn't know what I was doing, and two, because there was only one sale in April, I think, and three sales in May. And if you look, I made $4,807 in revenue, and I had $4,858 in costs. Profit was -$51. I broke even. Actually, I lost money on my opening run, and that's totally normal, as I'll get to a little bit later. June, you can see I made $545 profit. July, I made $1,000. August, made $671. September, I did 29 sales for $3,171 profit. And by month 8, I did $2,000 profit on 46 sales. And honestly, this isn't even a true example of high-ticket dropshipping because a big, big chunk of those sales were selling these 3D doodler pens where you could 3D print with a pen. They were $97 and I made like $20 on them. So I think of those 46, I actually only had 5 orders that were high-ticket sales and sold 41 3D doodlers. But those 5 orders are what made all of that profit. And that's the real ramp. It's not a hockey stick. It's not a Lambo screenshot. It's a real ramp. This is what growing a business looks like. You're going to sell expensive products when you high-ticket dropship. And nobody impulse buys a $3,000 product. They're not on Facebook scrolling and going, oh, I want to spend $3,000. That's not how this works. They take time. They have long buying cycles. The ad that you ran in month 3 might convert in month 4 or month 5 as the buyer makes the decision to spend on a high ticket purchase. So your month 3 numbers are actually undercounting your month 3 effort. But you're stacking advantages every single month, right? Reviews start coming in. Your name starts showing up in the market. You get better at ads, bidding for the right keywords, killing the wasteful ones. You probably took time to actually write email sequences, and they're now starting to fire, sending you automated revenue. And your remarketing audiences finally hit the size on Google where they actually start firing and convert for you. It compounds. The same ad dollar in month 9 does way more work than it did in month 3.
Way back when I was thinking about starting a high-ticket dropshipping business, I was binging podcasts, probably like you're doing right now. And the one thing I was looking for was someone to show me what one of these sites looks like. So John and I have done that for you. At dropshipbreakthrough.com/go, you can see a free training where John walks you through one of our businesses and shows you what the site looks like, what the process is for setting up one of these stores, and how you can take your next steps to setting up your own high-ticket dropshipping business. So head to dropshipbreakthrough.com/go and watch the free training.
And that's not magic. That's this business getting good. Two things kill new dropshippers, in my opinion. One is setting up Google Ads wrong. It's the single biggest mistake I see across the board. When you join Dropship Breakthrough, you get 2 free coaching calls with our team. Use one of those to work on your ads. Don't try to be a hero. Get this right out of the gates. It is that important. Side note, if an AI or an agency is telling you to run PMax ads on your high-ticket dropshipping business, run. Don't walk away, especially if it's some guru out there telling you to do this. This is where new dropshippers burn money. You want to set up your ads a very specific way using a 3-tier funnel, not a 2-tier, a 3-tier funnel where you move keywords appropriately down the funnel and pay for what users actually search for when they want to buy. No one's buying in the word pellet grill, but they might buy in a very product-specific keyword, and we want to pay for those. 2, it's picking the wrong niche. And for John and I, it's picking the wrong food. It doesn't matter how good your ads are if you pick the category that can't work. You want to find the person you want to serve and find the products that they buy and then meet some criteria. In our course, we actually offer a free niche verification. Use it. Go through what we teach in our course and then send us your ideas and we'll tell you based on 12 years of experience, yes, that looks good or no, maybe go back to the drawing board and see what you can come up with. Those are the 2 main things I see killing new dropshippers. And real quick on AI, because it's very popular and I do use it all the time. AI can help you write product descriptions. AI can help you set up your basic store and do some basic things on your store, help you write collection page descriptions. It can even help you write blog posts, but it cannot run your Google Ads correctly. It cannot talk to your suppliers when something goes wrong. It cannot handle an angry customer calling because their order is late. It cannot teach you what your buyer actually gives a shit about. You have to put in the reps, period. Anyone selling you AI does it all is selling you a fantasy. Breaking even while learning is a huge win. You're getting paid to get this education. Remember, in the beginning, you don't know anything. You've never ran ads before. You've never handled customer service before. You've likely never dealt with this who before. Maybe you have, but you've likely never dealt with them in a scenario where you're trying to sell them something. If you break even in the beginning and you're getting an education on how to grow your business as your business seasons in the marketplace, that's a great thing. If you're making $2,000 to $3,000 a month profit by month 6, 7, 8, 9, that's a huge win. That's actually a great sign. So our bar, we have a guarantee on our course. We guarantee if you do the work, and definition of do the work is, you know, build a store and run ads for at least 10 months. It's all under terms of service, just to get the legal jargon out of the way. You will make $100,000 in your first year, or we will refund your course purchase. And the reason we do that is this model works. It has worked before. It'll still work in the future. This is simply a method of fulfillment for e-commerce. E-commerce isn't going anywhere. Real talk on year one margins, though, they're going to be lower than they are later in your business. You're going to end up overpaying on ads. You'll underconvert because you have no reviews, and you're going to make rookie mistakes that cost you money. You're going to make less margin in year one than year two and year three. And that's normal. You're not failing. You're learning. The margins fix themselves as you stop making mistakes and learn more about your customer. John and I have 22 plus years of combined experience doing this. We have the most comprehensive high-ticket dropshipping course in the space. It's the only one that I'm aware of that's actually led by two people still doing this today. Not retired gurus selling courses about a model they hadn't touched in a decade. John and I are in businesses every single day. We own multiple of them, whether by ourselves or through partners. We are in this every single day. We have a free training that walks you through end-to-end how this model works. Check out the link in the description if you want to watch a free training. We also have something we call our Passion to Profit Blueprint. So it helps you find your who. The person you actually want to serve. It's $27. You can figure out who you're going to serve, what products they buy, and it'll give you the clear roadmap of what your next steps are when it's ready to build your business. You can find that link down below too. If you decide to sign up with us, you get 2 free coaching calls when you join the course with our team. Use one of those on Google Ads. You probably heard the coaches on this podcast. Go back and look for an episode with Matt Demko or John Murphy or John Grant or Holly. All of them are coaches for us as well as some of our best students. And so you can get on a call with them as part of our course, so that you can get your ads right out of the gates. We also have the free niche verification service that I mentioned before. Once you submit your niche for verification, we'll tell you this works, this doesn't work, and here's why. Here's why you should go after it, and here's why you shouldn't go after it, or maybe go back to the drawing board. Utilize that service so that you start off on the right foot. And last but not least, we have a real community of people actually doing this. They're in there every single day in their business, and they're in our Slack community there to support you. They've been through all the stuff you're going to go through, and they're happy to answer some questions for you. And you're going to do the same thing for people to come behind you. You're going to be happily answering those questions too. So a real answer, 30 days to your first sale, 6 to 9 months to consistent profit, and year two is when the margins start working for you instead of against you. The math works for normal people who just put in the reps, and it doesn't work for people trying to skip steps. The reps are the business. Click the link in the description right now. Watch the free training and you'll see the exact playbook I wish I'd had in 2015 when I was breaking even on that screenshot.
John and I both love business, think about it all the time, can't turn it off, and don't know why anyone would want to. And because of that, we started a second podcast where we can talk about everything we've ever wanted to talk about in business. Not just dropshipping. We like talking about all things business. So if you want to hear John and I talk about all sorts of stuff, from camel meat dropshipping businesses to PDF dropshipping to a guy gambling $100 every single day on YouTube Shorts to how OnlyFans taught us lessons in business, we're all over the place over there, but it's a really fun podcast. So if you're a podcast listener, you love John and I, head over to your podcast player of choice and look for The Low Bar Podcast. You'll see a blue image, and you'll see a cartoon version of John and myself. And go back and start at episode one. I promise you will not regret this. This is one of the more fun projects that I have done recently. I know John's having fun too, so we'd love it if you joined us. Check out the Low Bar Podcast on YouTube or wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts.